time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jennifer Ackland. She is the director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and February is a pretty busy month.
Yeah, I brought her in.
We're going to talk about it. Jen, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's start right at the top.
Okay.
You've got a board meeting coming up on Thursday.
We do at 9:15 a.m.
And once again, as all these things are, the general public is welcome. And you are going to have a virtual component to this, a Zoom meeting. So if people are interested in that, how do they get in touch with you?
You can either call me at 637-2788 and I can get you emailed a link, or you can email me at cccc@carboncountychamber.net and I can get it emailed to you that way as well.
All right. You also had some new officers elected. Why don't you give us the rundown of those names and tell us who these people are?
Yep. So Barbie Heck is actually considered our past president. She's still very much involved, and we love her, and we love that she's sticking around and giving us her knowledge from last year. But we've got Max Jones as our new president, owner and operator of Wilco Supply. And we've got Ryan Peterson from In-N-Out Inspections and R&M Digital Billboard. He is our vice president. Lisa Mortensen from Flawless Sheeting. She is now our treasurer. And we've got Taryn Powell, who replaced Jamil Tapia. She is now our secretary. So we've got some new head honchos in there, and we've got a lot of awesome ideas for this year. And I am so excited to get them all out there once we work out the bugs.
And once again, these meetings, people can go to these meetings. They are open to the public. What kind of things do you guys discuss and talk about at these meetings?
Usually it's events, stuff that's coming up, what we can do for the community. We would really love some input. You know, we've got a lot of awesome people who sit on our board as of yet, and their input and insight is very welcomed. But it's always great to have some fresh ideas, some people that are out there doing different things, bringing something new to the table. It's really helpful to us.
Okay, so we've got that coming up on the 4th. On the 18th, you're bringing back these luncheons. And where is this month's luncheon, and what kind of businesses, spotlights are you going to have at it?
So on the 18th, we've got it at Crosscut Brewery. We are offering that virtual as well. We're just working out the details as far as how we can do that. I will be sending invites out to our members and letting the public know. Our business spotlights as of this month are Fierce MMA. They've got their signage in their foyer, and we've got CNS. We went and set up their signage as well, their banner. And Boys and Girls Club is our community spotlight this month.
And these kinds of spotlights, you have a representative from the businesses come and kind of give a basic background of what's going on in the meeting, or is there more to it than just that?
That's basically the gist of what's going on. They'll have a few minutes to speak about anything that they've got coming up as far as the month of February. We kind of like to highlight anything that these certain businesses have going on this time of year and help them get whatever they've got going on out there.
Okay, so that is coming up once again on the 18th. And the thing about these chamber luncheons, the public is welcome to go to these as well. If they're interested, what do they need to do to let you know that they wanted to go?
The same. They just give me a call or email me, and we can get it worked out.
Okay, and let's wrap up by, we have not one, not two, but three culture connections going on in the month of February, starting with the first one that's coming up next Thursday, and that's the Straight Canyon Band. We have them on the 11th, Straight Canyon Band. That's your Valentine's Day, get out and have some fun.
Yes.
And then coming up on the 18th is their name is Pick, correct?
Yes. Yep. P-I-Q-U-E.
And they are local as well, I believe.
Yep, they're from Helper.
And then the last one is kind of an interesting one, because this one was canceled from December, and now they've moved it to February, and that is the Castle Valley Youth Symphony, if I remember correctly. And they have got some great kids in that group that have been working and working and working. And the great thing about all these is they're still available to view on Price City's Facebook page, correct?
Yes. Yep. That's how, I mean, if you're unable to attend, they will be airing on there.
Okay. So once again, let's just recap it from the top. February 4th is
our board meeting.
The board meeting, the 18th, is your luncheon, and that's going to be at the Crosscut once again.
Yes.
And then three culture connections coming up in the month of February.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That is a lot so far, and we're looking forward to more coming in.
And as you and I were talking about the fact that, you know, we're sure there's going to be ribbon cuttings that come up in the month of February and those kinds of things. Yep. Just looking to get back to some type of normal behavior, normal activities. And these luncheons are a good way of doing that because they really get people together. And isn't that what the chamber's all about?
Yes. Yes. We do want the socialization. We want the networking. We want us to all come together as a community. And let's bounce some ideas.
All right. Jennifer Acklin, the director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for taking out the time today. If anybody has any or wants any information, what's your guys' phone number down there and how can they get a hold of you?
It is 637-2788. Give me a call or you can email me at ccc@carboncountychamber.net.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.